During these weeks after Easter, our Holy Mother, the Church, through the Bible readings and the prayers of the Mass, leads us to reflect on the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. We read about the resurrection of our Lord in each of the four Gospels. These stories tell us that he appeared to Mary Magdalene, he appeared to the apostles, he appeared to disciples and those who had known him. Some were slow to believe, some immediately believed, but eventually all those who knew him and hoped that he was the Son of God, the Messiah, the Anointed One, promised by the prophets, they came to believe that he indeed was God become man. Now some people ask, why didn't he appear to Pontius Pilate, who condemned him to death? Why didn't he appear to Annas and Caiaphas, the leaders who saw him as a threat to their authority? Why didn't he appear to the soldiers who tortured him? These people saw our Lord in political terms primarily. They saw him as a social activist, as perhaps a reformer, as a potential political leader or revolutionary. Their understanding of him was limited to the reality of the world in which they lived. But the apostles, Mary Magdalene and others, had a deeper understanding, and they believed that he had come from the spiritual world. The religious leaders and political leaders of the time were not interested in our Lord's religious message, his spiritual teaching about the meaning of human life and about his heavenly Father. They were only interested in his social and political activity. Our Lord, however, while he did criticize some aspects of the society in which he lived, his main emphasis of his teachings was on faith in our Heavenly Father, our Creator, on hope in the goodness of God, and on charity to our neighbor. As it was at that time, so it is today. Our Lord Jesus Christ does not reveal himself to people who seek material prosperity, political advancement, social revolution. The teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ are fundamentally about our relationship with our Creator and about the purpose of human life on planet Earth. So only those who genuinely wish to know their Creator, to know the true meaning and purpose of life, and those who recognize their dependence on our Creator, it is to these that our Lord Jesus Christ reveals himself. Now, our Lord does not reveal himself to people as and when they wish. Many people seek some sign of God's presence, and yet it is not given to them, or not given to them as and when they desire it. Our Lord will appear, however, will make himself known, the reality of his existence, to those who genuinely seek it. Our Lord himself said, "Ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you." What he emphasized was that we make an effort. we make a genuine effort to come to know and to love our Creator. And when we do seek to know our Creator, when we knock on the door on the teachings of our Lord and seek the true meaning, in time, in God's time, at the time God knows is best for us, then some sign of God's presence and activity in the world will be given to us. So during these weeks after Easter, let us pray that our faith in the resurrection of our Lord may continue to grow and deepen. And let us pray too for all who seek some sign of God's presence in their lives, that those who genuinely seek signs of God's presence in their lives may indeed be granted some sign from heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.